My sisters and brothers, today we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, a day which is set aside special for us to remember the truth about the Eucharist, that what we do is not merely ritual or symbol, but the truth is, when we come to this altar, bread and wine become the very body and blood of Christ. Jesus said it. We heard it in the Gospel today. He says it also in the institution narrative as we hear, "This is my body. This is my blood." We hear Jesus speak the truth of what this Eucharist is. It is Him. He allows Himself to be humbled so that He can get close to us, so that we can be close to Him. St. John Vianney gave a homily once where he said, "He is here. He is here. He is here." What more need be said? And yet, for your sake, I need to go on for at least another 10 or 20 minutes. Right, Father? But we come, and He is truly here, our Lord, Almighty God, present in the Eucharist. Not a symbol. Not just words or ritual. Not a thing that bonds us together as a community thing. But truly Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity. When we receive Almighty God into us, well, we probably won't sing this today because not many of us are bilingual. And I say us, meaning I'm not bilingual either. But we sang this song a lot at the seminary. Amen al cuerpo de Cristo, the body of Christ. Amen la sangre del Señor, the blood of the Lord.
Eating his body, drinking His blood, we become what we receive. Amen, amen.
We become what we receive. We become the body of Christ. When you eat a donut, for instance, you chew it and you swallow it and it becomes part of you. And if you eat a lot of them, there's a lot more of you to love. But when we receive Jesus, it's different. We become what we receive. We become Him. We become, excuse me, we become the body of Christ. St. John Chrysostom said this, "The Eucharist is a fire that inflames us, that, like lions breathing fire, we may retire from the altar being made terrible to the devil." You get that? When we receive Almighty God in the Eucharist, what happens to us if we receive in a state of grace and we're worthy and recognizing what we're doing, what happens? We become like a fire-breathing lion to the lion who goes around seeking to the ruin of souls. We become a fire-breathing lion to Him. Because Almighty God, King of the universe, is within us. Jesus is here. He is here. And we have this opportunity to come and to adore Him. To come and receive Him. To come and to let Him enter in. There's a psychiatrist who was an atheist who prided himself in his great intelligence on being able to fix any one of his patients who would come to him. He would be able to diagnose what was going on and then either give them the right medication or give them the right treatment that would be able to heal them of their infirmities. But there were always a few that were beyond his ability. And he gave them a rather different prescription. He said to them, these ones who he couldn't fix, he said, what I want you to do is I want you to find a Catholic church. And in that Catholic church, there will be a gold box, and next to that gold box, there will be a red candle that is lit. I want you to go and spend an hour each day in front of that box. He didn't tell them what it was in there. He didn't say that it was the Eucharist. He didn't say that that the Catholics believe that is Jesus, God Almighty. He didn't even tell them to pray. He just said, go and sit there. And he knew that that was the way for them to find healing, where he could not go, what he could not do. Imagine how much healing God can do to us. We who know and believe it is Jesus. We who would go not just to sit in his presence, but actually to pray and open ourselves to him. You know, our tabernacle is back here in this chapel. This chapel is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, with the exception of leap year, then it's 366. Almighty God is present. You wake up in the middle of the night. You have nothing better to do. You get up and you go. Coming back from work, going off someplace, driving by. Maybe, just maybe, you need to come in here and say a quick prayer that you may make it safely through that traffic circle out there. But we come before Almighty God and he transforms us. It's like if we go out to the beach. If you're like me, you don't turn brown when you're out on the beach, you turn red. I become more like a cooked lobster than anything else, which is why I always cover up, have a hat on, and use plenty of sunscreen. But assuming we don't use sunscreen, what's going to happen when we stand out in that sun? Well, you know, we're going to get burned, whether we recognize that the sun is up or not, whether we're going there to catch some rays, or whether we're playing beach volleyball and you forget that the sun is out. Being in the presence of the sun will change us. Being in the presence of the S-O-N will change us. And how much more if we come opening ourselves to all that he wants to do. We sing it every year at Christmas, but it really should be sung all year round. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let us come to adore Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the bread of life, who humbles himself to become small so that he can enter into us and we can enter into him.